Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Facebook? What's up, guys? Thank you for joining me again. Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay. It is another great show. I cannot wait to talk to our guest today. We are going to be joined momentarily by a young man that is definitely a trailblazer in the Gaston County area, Mr. Torrin Gordon. He is the founder of Push Gaston, and you guys are going to hear a lot about Push Gaston. I can't wait for you guys to hear what his vision is for the area. Very exciting stuff. Also, we're going to touch on some things that I've seen today, which are very interesting, guys. You won't believe some of the things that I've seen and that I've come across today. It's still some ridiculousness going on in Gastonia. This time it's from some of the leaders, some of the political leaders, which I will say, I'm not going to name no names, but you'll know exactly who I'm talking about when I read off what this person had to say about COVID. Absolutely ridiculous. I don't understand some people's ideology. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in our community. As always, we're going to talk a little bit about my plans for the Independent Artist Festival and what we're going to do for that. The number to call is 515-602-9789. Also, I want to play a clip for you today. It is a clip that I've played on this show before, and many times people have gave me their thoughts on this clip. It's a clip from Dick Gregory, and it is right on time. It's right on time. It's something that should have been talked about a long time ago. And I want your opinion on this. We got a lot of things going on with with my message. I got messaging. I got to turn that off, guys, because I know y'all don't want to hear that the whole show. But it's okay. I really like when you guys reach out to me and let me know what's going on. Also, we're on iTunes. I want you guys to go to iTunes and do a search for Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Hit subscribe, leave a rating, leave a comment. You can listen to all the shows on demand for free there, and I think you'll really like that, and I want you guys to participate there because we got to get these numbers up. We get these numbers up, I promise you, there will be more things to open up for this show. Number to call is 515-602-9785. Also, I got some very positive feedback from yesterday's show when we had Miss Natalie on, and I really appreciate you guys giving me the feedback. I really appreciate you guys, you know, supporting what's going on, because it's very important that we support, because we don't have that going on in the area, and we need to have it going on, and I don't care nothing about sitting on TV talking about it. I'm talking to you, and I think just talking to you is enough. I think talking to you is what's going to get us to where we need to be, and that's all I'm looking to do. It doesn't matter if I get any TV coverage or whatever the case may be, because I'm not looking for that like some of these other people in this county that is looking for TV time, which they really need to sit their behinds down and just go with the process, go with the flow, and know their role. People do not know their role, as The Rock would say nowadays, and that is a big, big, big problem when it comes to progressing in the community. And, you know, who am I to say what someone else should be thinking? I'm not trying to tell you what someone else should be thinking, but I am telling you what someone else should be doing. They should be, as Spike Lee say, and I say on this show all the time, getting their butts on the bus and joining in on what's good for the community and quit fighting the inevitable. I don't understand people. They want to fight what's good for the community. Why? Why fight what's good for the community when you know that it is a positive thing? It is not a singular thing. This is not about building members in your organization. I'll put it like that. This is not about that. It's not about that at all. This is bigger than me. This is bigger than you. This thing needs to happen in every, this needs to touch every heart. This needs to touch every heart that we are privy to see and talk to each and every day. Guys, this is serious stuff. This is something that needs to happen. And if it doesn't, then we're going to be stuck. Stuck like Chuck, as they say. Number to call is 515-602-9785. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Trying. up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9785. That number again is 515-602-9785. Momentarily, we will be joined by none other than the founder of Push Gaston. And I'm going to let him tell you what PUSH means, what it stands for. And you guys are going to really, really be in for a treat when you listen to Mr. Gordon as he spoke, as he has spoken on this show before, a long time ago. But he's come back with a new concept on what unification should look like in Gastonia. So real eager to talk to him. We'll be on momentarily. Now, before he gets on, you know, I was out with my wife today and we were going to get lunch, my wife and my son, one of my sons. And we were coming back actually from getting lunch. And as I got into Gastonia in downtown near the old courthouse, I seen some young people and they were protesting and it was very peaceful. They were all in one group. They were holding their signs and they were just holding their signs, you know, just waving their signs. And I blew the horn at them. I know about 50 times. And let me tell you something. I wished I could have taken a picture. I would put it on the show's website because it was very humbling to see these young people standing out there protesting. Young people standing out there protesting, wasn't trying to get camera time, wasn't trying to get in the newspaper, wasn't trying to do nothing for their organization. They were standing in unity, protesting peacefully. Young people. And that's what this is all about. That is what this is all about. They didn't have no 30-year-old so-called community leader out there chanting them on or, like I said, taking pictures for nobody. They didn't have none of that. That's not what it's about, y'all. All the time we still talk, you still don't get it. You know, sometimes I understand why God's frustrated. Sometimes I understand why God gets frustrated with us. Just trying to put people together to do the right thing and protest in a peaceful manner without wanting to have an ulterior motive with their organization getting in the cameras, getting in the papers, wanting to talk to this person, that person on TV, and just concentrating on the job or the task at hand. It is a job, guys. I'm telling you. We have so many egos running around. And the egos are not what's getting this thing done. It's our young people. I felt really, really, really inspired by seeing that young group out there. Really, this ain't about the new fad. It wasn't about their new fad or their new shoes or their new shirts or whatever propaganda they trying to run to the people. It wasn't about none of that. They were out there in unity. They want to change. We should want to change. So some of my old heads or some of my old leaders that listen to this show, I don't want to call you old, but some of my old school leaders that come on this, that listen to this show, y'all take a note. Take some notes from these young people. Quit sitting up thinking everything's about you. It's not. you truly want to help, you will help. If you truly want to make change, you will find a way to make change. If you truly want to make an impact in your community, you will do whatever it takes. And you won't sit around and wait for the claps, the pat on the backs, the donations, the pictures in the paper, the TV interviews. You won't wait on that. We should take the Superman approach. You know, Superman always come and save somebody. And what does he do? He don't never wait for nobody to pat him on the back. He takes off again to go save the next person. That's how we got to look at this. Save one, then get to the next one. Save one, then get to the next one. That's how we got to look at it. If we don't look at it like that, we are wasting our time and their time too. Now, speaking of time, I am really happy to have my first guest on the show, a brother that has stood with me in many occasions. We have stood in front of those cameras without the other people. And we have stood in front of the community and fought for nonviolent approaches and just have been advocates for the kids for as long as I can remember. And I am really happy to bring this brother on the show. So, without further ado, welcome to the show, Push Gaston founder, Mr. Torrin Gordon. Torrin, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, bro?
I'm doing good, man. If I could just, we could just break the monotony around here, I think we'll be okay.
Man, I'm telling you, if we can just get everybody together and get this thing moving, we can make some serious change.
That's right. Now, Push Gaston, you know, I told the listeners yesterday, I'm a part of Push Gaston, but I am so excited about it because it has the potential to do what none other has done here in Gastonia. It has a when you talk about a superstar team of people, you guys really need to look at Push Gaston. It's a superstar. This is like the all-star team of people to get something done in Gastonia. So, tell the listeners a little bit about what Push Gaston stands for. Where are we going with Push Gaston?
Oh, man, that's awesome, man. First, thank you again for having me. Push Gaston stands for People United to Stop Hate, and that's exactly what we're going to aim to do through a few different veins. One of those veins being voter registration and candidate forums. Another being working on policy, working within local governments and community agencies to create policy to help broaden and strengthen race relations. The next engagement is the community and breaking down the 8 barriers to making the community better. So, I mean, I think when you do those 3 things in combination continually, we can make a strong change.
Yes. Now, Torrin, what made you come up with the concept of, you know, putting together a team for Push Gaston? What was that thought process like?
Honestly, it came from, it started boiling up inside of me looking at Aubrey. And if anybody followed me on Facebook, you know I'm a longtime adversary of police brutality. So police brutality initially brought it on. And then the idea that we have to protect our communities, period. But then that's initially what brought that on, just that feeling of, you know what, I'm an anti-police brutality guy. I'm not against police because I'm actually an advocate of having more minority police officers. I feel that's how you level the field and begin to stop the hate.
Okay.
So strong sense of anti-police brutality and just a flat-out tiredness of seeing black men killed, unarmed, and then the advocacy being for the aggressor. And so when you do that, I started wanting to know, how can we be unified and not break down internally? Because I didn't want to be like the Panthers. When I looked at the Black Panthers, they were brought down internally. When I look at Martin Luther King, he was brought down internally. When I look at the Nation with Malcolm, he was brought down internally. So when I look at those things, we're like, how can we build something strong when none of us jealous of each other, when we all got things popping, but when we come together, we make a force? And that's how we form.
Yeah. Hey, look, internally, implosion. I think that I could write a book and be the author of implosion right now with everything that I've seen going on with our striving leaders that wanted to make something happen. And everything just imploded. It imploded. And it shouldn't be like that. But you know what? I feel so much different about push gassing. I think, like I said, man, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, I think this is like an all-star team. It's almost not fair.
No, we definitely playing with a loaded deck of cards, man.
It's like we at the Limeburger Park playing ball, and somebody walks up with Jordan, Worthy, a lot of Shaq and all kind of other cats, and we sitting there looking like, okay, what are we gonna do with this?
Got some hitters on there. I'm just super excited about the energy.
Now I know that there was a march set for Father's Day, and we pushed back the march. Because when we do this, we wanted to make sure that it's done right and that it's done with the thought process of being able to move forward after March, because we don't believe in marching and not putting in the work after you march.
Absolutely.
Now, in saying that, what is your vision for the Gaston County area when Push Gaston starts doing what they do best?
My vision is to unify, to strategize, and to mobilize. That's our vision. So once we start doing the things we're doing, which will be highly informative, once we do this, I think it's going to bring people of all nations, creeds, races, religion together. We're going to get on one accord. We're going to take all the strengths of each other, and we're going to build on it, and then we can mobilize. So let me be straight with people who are listening. If you are an elected official and you are not handling your business, we're coming for that seat. That's that. That's from the judges. That's from the county commissioners. That's from the city council. That's to the town alderman. That's on the school board. If you are not handling your job, we're coming for that seat. And we got a very strategic way that I won't announce how, but it's exactly how we're going to come at you, and we have a very strategic way. In the same way, when we bring everyone together, we believe that we can work with towns, we can work with cities, we can work with organizations to help research and find inclusive ways to strive towards more racial inclusivity. And I think that helps move Gastonia forward to a very progressive Gaston County, Gastonia, and other surrounding cities and towns.
Right. Now, in saying that, and I know where you're coming from, in saying that, there are some issues. There are some issues politically, but what city doesn't have political issues? There are some issues, and I do see a lot of those issues daily. But one of the main things that I see that we have already talked about that needs to happen immediately is people need to understand they need to go register to vote.
Oh, yes.
They have to vote.
Oh, yeah, we definitely need to vote. And that's pretty much from now through November. That's going to be one of the main things we take up, is getting people out, register to vote, understanding the power of your vote, and understanding why we need to vote. I think a lot of times we've been duped. You know, we've had candidates in the past come to our churches, come to our organizations, and say some powder-coated nonsense to get us excited, and they never cast a check. Them days over. If you come and talk to us and Push is involved, we're going to ask some hard questions. We're going to ask some questions that's going to make you uncomfortable, because we want to get to the root of really where your heart is. And when we can do that, we're going to expose the light and the dark of you so that people can make an informed decision. We're not here to promote a single candidate. We're not here to promote any party, but we here to weed out the wheat from the tare.
Yes, and you know, you said something that was very, very important a minute ago. You said they would come and they would bamboozle the churches. And also, although I think that a big part of that is their fault, I think a bigger part is the church's fault for letting them come and do this to their people. You know, if you are a leader of the flock of sheep, you should see when a wolf is amongst them. So I feel like that we need to really educate and let them know that not only should they be having watchful eyes, we're going to have watchful eyes also, because our community and our young people are at stake.
Absolutely. But if we learned anything from our young people in the recent, you know, 3 weeks, we learned that they are willing. And it's one thing that we have done. We've got too comfortable. We sat on our hands as a people. But the young people have shown us through these marches, through their protests, through their rallies, that they have courage. And they're not afraid to stand up for something. And one of the people that we love to quote, Martin Luther King, says, "You haven't found something worthy to die for, you're not fit to live." I can tell you that fighting for unity, fighting to end racism, fighting to end police brutality is worth laying my life down for. And so for that, I'm going to fight for it. We're going to fight for it starting in Gastonia and then hopefully expanding. But we're going to perfect it here in Gastonia and Gaston County.
Yes. Now, you said the young people. And how are you planning to attract some of these young, you know, very, very smart, political type mind young people into becoming a supporter of PUSH, Gaston?
Well, I think there's two ways we do that. Number one, we listen. I think all too often we talk to them, and we don't ever sit and allow them to talk to us. So one thing is sitting down and having a conversation, allowing them to tell us where we need to go. The second thing would be, hey, we got something coming. I'll go ahead and announce it. We're going to do something called Push the Vote. It's going to be similar to Rock the Vote back in the day, and that's as far as I'm going to go with that. It's going to be on their platform, man. And the other way is inclusivity. We got to stop as community leaders thinking that we have all the answers. There's new ways. Social media, the way to navigate social media, none of us are as good as that as some young people. So we got to become collaborative, and we got to stop beating them every time they do something, and quit calling them young and dumb, and start attempting to understand why they move, how they move, and use their youthful exuberance and courage. Because a lot of people who talk about the young people, they lack courage. So we want to teach them how to harness that courage and move forward so we can incubate the next group of civic activists. That's what we want.
Man, courage is an understatement when it comes to our new wave of young people. They getting it done. They getting it done, man. I was telling the listeners earlier today, you know, I went by in Gastonia, was coming home, and I seen a group protesting near the old courthouse. I mean, and they were peacefully protesting. It was their message was read through their mannerisms. They were all dressed in black. They had their signs up that said what they wanted them to say, and they were peaceful in their approach. And it was very, very uplifting, man. Very uplifting. And
absolutely.
I think that is the start of unifying, because people are tired. People are tired.
Absolutely.
And people are tired of pipe dreams. People are tired of being pat on the back and saying, "Well, let's just go pray about it." I understand that. I pray like everybody else. But praying without
you got to get up and hear God.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And that's what you have
faith
to do.
Faith without works is dead.
That's right. I call faith without works just an afterthought. That's what I call them.
Amen.
And I think that we tell, you know what, you're sitting here and you're talking, and I bet you a lot of people don't know. Tell them your background.
Okay. Well, I grew up in Gastonia. Grew up on York Street, between York Street and Dallas. I was a football player, but, you know, I was living a double life. Went on to college, got a scholarship to college. In college, I got into a lot of trouble while I was in college, and ultimately ended in me being convicted of a voluntary manslaughter and serving some time. And while in there, of course, I got saved, and I began speaking to a group, to kids across the state, through a program called Think Smart. I think we revolutionized it, and we hit about 30,000 kids while I was in there. Once I got out, I continued speaking, became a minister, got married, five beautiful children. My wife, Shamika Gordon, five beautiful children, and got my degree once I got out. Started two car dealerships, the Gordon Foundation, which is still an active youth nonprofit we have that we use sports to teach life skills. And now we're here with Push, and I'm in the midst of planting a church. So, you know, God has been good to me. But in that, man, we've done a lot of activism. You and I have done some activism together back
right.
when gangs were bad in Gastonia. We was working against that and marching and preaching and doing what we do, man. So I got a well-rounded background in civic engagement.
Yes, and it has shown, because ever since I've known you, you've been engaged with young people, especially at-risk young people. So, and we need more people out there like you.
Yeah,
we do.
We need people who can identify. We need to stop judging our people.
That's right. That's right. I know. I hear you, Minister T. Breeze, in the chat room. I see you. Minister T. Breeze, he was saying that there needs to be there's work to be done, young and old. I agree with that. But sometimes our old people act like they can't take any kind of lead from the young people, or at least guide them in the right way. And that's the problem. We got too many egos running around in this county to get anything done.
Yeah.
If they set their ego down, I think we'll be a whole better unit. A whole better unit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've asked some of the elders, and I still, you know, there's still our elders, and I asked some of our elders, and when I say elders, I'm talking about those who have the wisdom. I've asked some of the elders, like, listen, use my youthful exuberance and use your wisdom. The doors I can't open, open them for me.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
open them for me, and then I'll kick it down.
So,
you know, and that's how we got to work and feed off of each other, not block one another.
Right.
And not sit
right.
back and say, well, he's too much. My too much may be just enough to for that extra vote to get the right policy change we need.
So to the individual that's listening or that has heard different things about Push Gaston in the community and think that Push Gaston is radical, what do you say to them?
No, let me be clear. We are absolutely 100% anti-racism, regardless of color. We are 100% absolutely anti-police brutality. We are not a police hate group. We are not an anti-government group. We are not a racial group. We are a civic engagement group here to empower and improve our community through knowledge, education, and activism. We are
yes.
just not going to stop.
Yes. Yes. That's what's needed in this area, brother. We need people that's willing to put the work in, to educate, to lead, to learn. That's what we need right now, because we're at a loss as to which way to go. And with organizations like Push Gaston, I think we will find that way. We will find that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's more. I mean, we already have connected with several local groups. I won't name it until it's time to bring that information out. But we've already begun the process of working on policy. We've already began the process of engaging other groups and being parts of those groups to see what we can do to make this a better county for everybody. So we are into diversification, and we are into being multicultural. We are just into positive change for all the people of Gaston County.
So if someone wants to reach out to you, how can they reach out to talk to you about Push Gaston?
So the first thing I would say, you need to reach out. Look at us on Facebook. It's PUSH, that's an acronym, Gaston. Reach out, send a message on there, because, of course, actually they will need to get in touch with somebody to scale that conversation before we have it. You can reach out to me there. You can reach out to me on Facebook under my name, or Twitter, Big T Speaks, Instagram, Big T Speaks, but I prefer you reach through Push so that all the board members can take a look at it. And we can go from there, man. We look to engage anybody and everybody that's willing to make a change in the community.
Torin, leave my listeners with something encouraging that they can hold on to.
Hey, three things, man. Be peaceful, be positive, and be productive. That's the three P's of life I've been giving to people for the past 17 years. Be peaceful, be positive, and be productive. If you can accomplish those three things in everything you do, you can move forward and make a change.
There you go. There you go. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Brother, you know this is the first of many on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Got to bring you back, and I want to give you and some of the other members the show, and we just talk and try to make some sense out of what all of this craziness we have been exposed to in the last 3 months.
Yeah.
But it's been over 400 years. And I'm going to leave that right there on the table. I'm going to leave that on the table. So thank you, brother, for coming on the show. And
thank you for having me.
You know, Push Gaston is definitely something I'm down with. You know, Push Gaston is something that I support because, I have a role. So, but
yeah.
I'm excited to see what happens. I'm excited to see how many people are moved, how many people are transformed into, more free thinking and more unification in our communities. I'm all for that. And I'm with that. We know that there's going to be wolves that try to come, but it's okay. It's okay. Because Dr. King said it best. The only thing that can combat evil is what? Love. And that's what we're going to give.
Love.
That's what
we're
going to give you. So I appreciate you, brother, and we will definitely connect off the air, all right?
All right. Talk to you then.
All right. Number to call is 515-602-9785. Guys, if you are just joining us, you need to go back and listen to the show. You need to listen to what Torin Gordon had to say, the founder of Push, Gaston. You need to go back and listen to what he has to say. Lots of great material to you. Not listen, but lots of things to think about. We are not good thinkers right now. We need to think a little better than what we've been thinking. And I promise you, if we do, we will start seeing a better outcome. This is not a popularity contest, y'all. I keep saying that, and I know y'all might be tired of me saying it, but I keep saying it for a reason, because there's too many people out here who think this is all about popularity. There's too many people out here trying to do the first march, trying to do the first rally, trying to do the first news conference. Man, like I told you yesterday, sit down. Sit down, because this is not what that's about. We're trying to be fast, and we're going to be like the old tortoise. We're going to be steady and smooth. And keep moving. The key is to keep moving, to not stop. So while y'all running around here trying to get some news conferences and this, that, and the other, and be on TV, kids, and just a bunch of silly mess, while y'all doing this, we're going to keep moving. We're going to keep moving. We're going to keep moving and keep moving. And then when you finally get down there to where you're trying to be, we're going to be sitting down there at that line, been on some Kool-Aid with the rest of the people that are doing things positive in our community. It ain't no popularity contest. It ain't no popularity contest, so y'all stop thinking it's a popularity contest. All right, I'm going to play this clip when I come back. Number to call is 515-602-9785. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
big part of me, my baby. There's no mistake that I can find. I must be colorblind, and you're amazing.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jake. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. The number calls 515-602-9785. That number again is 515-602-9785. I was going to play a clip from Dick Gregory, but I think it's more fitting if I play it on tomorrow's show. And I want you guys to join me for tomorrow's show, because we're going to have on the show, we're going to be talking with Mr. David Wilson Brown. He is running for U.S. Congress. And I want him to come on the show. And you guys, electrifying. This guy is electrifying, and he has a great message, and I want you to listen to what he has to say. So that's going to be on tomorrow's show. David Wilson Brown, candidate for U.S. Congress here in North Carolina. So I want you guys to check that show out. But instead, you know, I always talk about how people are going against each other, how they don't want to do what they're supposed to make each other successful here in the Black community, especially. So I want you to listen to this excerpt of Dr. King. He's speaking, and he talked about if he had sneezed. And I don't know if any of you have ever heard this story, but I want you to listen. And after this, I want you to sit back and think, is this how we treat each other? Is this our community? So this is the clip of Dr. King.
And I want to thank God once more for allowing me to be here with you.
There's a little music. I don't know
you
why
know,
they put the
several
music
years
in,
ago, I was in New York City autographing the first book that I had written. And while sitting there autographing books, a demented Black woman came up. The only question I heard from her was, are you Martin Luther King? And I was looking down writing, and I said, yes. The next minute, I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. I was rushed to Harlem Hospital. It was a dark Saturday afternoon. That blade had gone through, and the x-rays revealed that the tip of the blade was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. And once that's punctured, you're drowned in your own blood. That's the end of you. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. Well, about 4 days later, they allowed me, after the operation, after my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, to move around in the wheelchair in the hospital. They allowed me to read some of the mail that came in, and from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. I read a few, but one of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams say. I'd received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. But there was another letter that came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter, and I'll never forget it. Said simply, dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School. She said, while it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze. And I
I'm gonna stop it right there. Our people stabbed in the back. They got stabbed in the front, in the chest. This lady tried to take him out, and she looked just like him. She tried to take him out. Why? Why did this lady try to take Dr. King out? Was it because he was doing things that were getting the attention of others? Was it because she did not want to be unified? Was it because she was just one of those crabs in the bucket? There's many crabs in the bucket, y'all, out here. And if she had enough nerve to stab him in the front, then I promise you some of these crabs in the bucket out here now won't have a problem. But the biggest thing I take from that, proof that our young people get it. They got it then. They just weren't allowed to expound on what they have gotten from their racist parents. Young people don't see color. They don't. They don't. And in saying that, I think that young little white girl was a product of the hard work of all the many hosings, of all the many dog attacks, of the many police attacks, of the many just bad racist people attacking Dr. King and his people. She was the product of nonviolent approach, of unity. Now, I'm not saying nonviolent approach is the ultimate. I'm not saying that, because I can run down a list of Brother Malcolm, what he done that was effective. But what I am saying is that if there's a nonviolent approach that needs to be taken for the sake of our young people to bring a point of unification, then we need to do it. We need to do it. And we need to stop making this about us old people, as I say, us old schools. We need to stop making it about us. We need to stop making it about our organizations. We need to stop making it about our churches, our mosques. We need to stop our temples, our cathedrals, whatever. We need to stop. Look, I'm going to take time today to say I appreciate you guys for continuing to support the show. Don't forget to go on iTunes. Go on iTunes, search for Jay Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Click subscribe. Click do a rating. Do a comment. Pass it on to the next person. Have them do it. My goal is to have at least 500 subscriptions by the end of this week. We need to be able to do that. That shows me that you guys get it. That shows me that some of the people that you know get it. That shows me that if we all get it, then we all can make a successful run at this unification thing that we are trying to get done. All right? So I'll tell you every day, find somebody, tell them you love them, because you don't know if tomorrow's promise. I tell you guys each and every day, I love you. The greatest gift that I can love you with, and that's the gift of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. So I want you guys to go and pass that on, and to make sure that you feel the love that you actually give in return also, you know? So see you guys tomorrow. Make sure that you join the show tomorrow, because I promise you it is going to be a great, great show. We've got definitely a lot in the day with James.